after you finished milking, what would you do with the milk? Would you
bring it back and have a strainer, shoot in the hour, trash anything, get in it, sifter, you know, run it through that, a cloth on the top of the strainer, put a clean cloth and let it run through that into a jar, and let it stay there until it clabbers.
I see.
And then we take our dressing, singing the song. If we do that now, we would have a better spirit.
I think so.
We need something like that, yes. Don't you know it?
I think so, and I think we'd feel better too if we
You'd feel better.
Exercise, you'd feel better in your spirits and your body.
That's right.
As well.
I believe the Lord wants some of that. Of course, He don't want to go all the way, no way. But I know we need a dose of that now.
Well, I think we may get it.
Huh?
I think we may get it.
I don't know. We're going to get it because He's going to give us what we need.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to do right unless He make us.
Yes, I guess that's right. Speaking of the tin bucket, what did you use to feed the hogs? What did you call that?
Basket. I've made thousands of them. Got to make some now. Mine's playing out now. Can't get no corn. Can't work. Got the land. Everybody want to make what they need. They want to work and make cotton and not pay for that.
how did you, if you had things off the table that you wanted to carry out to the hogs, what did you put it in? Did you call it a, if you just take things off the table that you weren't going to eat and put them in a...
Oh, well, I'd usually get it in a bucket. We have these 5-gallon cans, see, going in and out to the barn. Mm-hmm. Or the scrap up and put in the dough, your feed can, and just break the scrap and stuff off in that bucket. But I did throw out to the dough, so when I go into the barn, I had to keep a slop bucket, we call it. Slop bucket, that's right, slop bucket. Yeah, I forgot about it. They ain't slop my hogs so much. If I get a chance, I'm going to do it again, too, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What did you put the slop in when you carried it out there?
Bucket, 5-gallon pail.
Yes, and then what?
Put it in a trough, I see.
I see.
Trough.
How did you make them? Did you used to make them yourself?
I used to make them, and I used to get nature's trough. Nature makes the best trough. And cutting timber and doing, you see an old tree with a hollow in it. Some big hollows, you know, just a shell. Saw it down, split it in half, smooth it down there, and just round to do a nail end across.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the best ones you ever had.
How many would you have?
Oh, I was just small. I'd never have a big amount. I'd have about 2.
Uh-huh.
See, I just have maybe a hog with some pigs that keep the other hog from barring the pigs that cut off, and I'd have one in her pen and one in the other's pen.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just have one good and go under the fence. See, I pull it in this end, it run on through there, and she could get over there.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Troughs.
After you, when you stopped using coal oil lamps and you would start to use electric, what would you call those things when they first came out? Do you remember what you call the